Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so let's get to Legereus Sneed. I know this the topic many of you don't want to discuss today, and I understand. No, the Legereus Sneed trade that is going down, I get it. You wanted more back in return.
I thought it was a lottery ticket.
I totally.
I didn't realize it was a scratcher and you want a free ticket on it.
The market's just not there for these things. Wow. You're not going to get much back, and that is indeed the case. And you might be saying, yeah, but they really didn't get much back, and I get it. And there's nothing coming this year other than a swap of a 7 and a third-round pick next season.
Mm-hmm. Which maybe you can package with your first and move up. I don't know, you know, what the situation is. It's trade bait. We'll talk more about third-round picks later on in the show. They've had some success, you know, with third-round draft picks. But I think the initial, it's a sticker shock,
just
right?
On the surface, you go, that's all they got? Why didn't they just keep him?
Well, because it's $19 million.
And I get
dollars.
That. Yeah. It's the $19 million.
Right.
That, and don't worry about Mike Florio today either, by the way.
Why? What is he?
Oh, he's trying to get the Chiefs in trouble.
How's he trying to get the Chiefs in trouble for this
when
one?
When you tag somebody, the rules stipulate that you've tagged them with the intention of trying to work out a long-term deal, and the Chiefs had no intention of doing that, blah, 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 and they may be violating, blah, blah, circuit, blah, blah, blah. He's just stirring the pot again.
No, there's no intention of working out a long-term deal when you tag somebody. You're tagging somebody
part
because
of the collective
part of the
collective bargaining agreement, though, says you have good faith intention to employ the player receiving the tender at the tender compensation level during the upcoming season, which is true.
Uh-huh.
It is not supposed to be a device for trading the player.
Mm-hmm.
The team is supposed to want to keep the player at least for another season.
Well, if you're the team, Josh, and
I don't think
you're
violating anything because that didn't work. That didn't happen. So don't listen to Florio today.
No, as usual.
But here's
the thing. If you're the team and I'm the player and I come to you and I say, this is the offer that I want, you go, well, we're not going to do anything like that. So now we're going to trade you. We'll give you the franchise tag, but we're not.
Unless we can get a better deal.
Yeah, I disagree with Mike Florio a lot on this one. I think that the franchise tag is there because, at least the way that I've interpreted the franchise tag over the years, we've tried to come to a long-term deal. We haven't been able to get to a long-term deal, so we're going to franchise tag you for one more year, based
on the paragraph that is the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
I don't think they violated anything either.
Well, I don't think they did. No. And then how are you going to prove it? Like, how are you going to prove good faith?
They have good faith intention to employ the player receiving the tender at the tender compensation level during the upcoming season. Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah. If they couldn't work out a trade, he would have stayed here at $19 million a year, right?
Correct.
So what are we getting at? That's just Florio trying to stir up a pile of dog, you know, stuff.
Don't be swayed by him. But you're saying, well, for $19 million and you got a third round pick next year, why didn't they just keep him? Well, let's see what they do with the $19
million. Mm-hmm.
If they work out a trade for something and get, you know, work a deal to spend that money to get something else, we just don't know at this particular point in time what the return is. But on the surface, yeah, it looks like it's weak.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
But that's the going rate. I told you like a month ago, like, you're not going to like it. if whatever's coming back, because it wasn't a month ago, because this happens so fast,
mm-hmm.
That you're probably not going to like what's coming back. Because if you had your sight set on, man, he's worth it to us, man. He's an all-pro corner, and this should be worth a first, a 2 seconds, a third, and, you know, a share in the suite consent, you know.
Right.
But I was even sticker shy. Like, wow, a third next year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't even go to this draft and go, well, at least we got this, or you package this to move up, or, you know, got to number three to the Patriots, who are looking to deal, Bob.
Oh, yeah, they're looking to trade, which means they don't like anybody at number three, and they know they need a quarterback.
I really like somebody
at number three. Yeah, because that will get you ahead of number four, where that gentleman
Correct.
Is expected to go.
Hell
right.
yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But it's going to take a lot of ammunition, but I would have been like, would you like Legarius Sneed for that? For your not third round pick, for your three?
Yeah, sure.
And we'll throw in a bunch of other stuff too. But the return sucks. It does.
I mean, but you can't look at
defense,
it like.
And your defense is not going to be as good next year.
Well,
no. You could probably fill it through guys you've had. But, you know, on the surface, you go, yeah, no, that guy was a stud. He's walking out the door a really, really good player.
So did Charvarius Ward, and they figured it out too, right?
Not Charvarius Ward. No one was sad to see Charvarius Ward leave.
No, and I think people are going to look at it now, and once the season starts, they'll figure it out.
They have covered it, and they'll figure it out. But let's not pretend like this guy's not good walking out the door. Charvarius Ward got himself paid. That was fine. This guy earned getting paid.
Yeah, he did. And he would have gotten paid a lot sooner had Chris Jones not drug his feet a season ago. We're not in this
situation.
He might
have gotten paid here.
Right? No, that's what I'm saying. He would have gotten paid here had because I think if you go back a year ago right now, who's talking about Legarius Sneed? Oh, it's a fine player, whatever. But and then the Chiefs were talking about extending him, and I'm like, wow, that's interesting. They're talking about extending Legarius Sneed. He's been a fine player. It's not somebody oh, my God, look at Legarius Sneed. Like, they were ahead of it.
Would have got an affordable extension last year.
Yeah, you would have had a very affordable extension last year. But again, the priority was Chris Jones. Chris Jones drug his feet. You didn't know what was going to happen. Ipso facto, Legarius Sneed didn't get his contract done. A year later, Chris Jones gets a contract done here, and Legarius Sneed does not get a contract done here. And I just don't look at the $19 million and say, wow, a $19 million player, and all he got back was a third-round draft pick. I just look at it as like, all right, we're not paying the $19 million. You salvaged a third-round draft pick, and if there's anything better out there, they would have been able to get something better out there. The NFL dictates the market for a lot of these players. I'm sure Chicago Bears fans are waking up this morning and going, we only got a sixth-round pick for Justin Fields? You know, like, I think everybody thought you would get more because he's a quarterback in this league. And so I just don't feel like the
Bears fans, bad example. Also, Justin Fields sucks.
He does. So but also too, we all always covet our players more than other players or other teams covet our players, right? It doesn't matter who it is. If the Chiefs were to go out and trade Patrick Mahomes, like you wanted to do for the next 10 first round draft picks years ago, right?
Correct.
You would look back and go, they didn't get enough for Patrick Mahomes. Like it doesn't matter what you get. It's all about how you perceive your player. We perceive Legarius Sneed as an all-world, all-star player, right? And here in Kansas City, we love Legarius Sneed.
No, I still would have been good with 10 first-round picks, by the way.
You still would have been
good with 10 first-round picks? Yeah, because he was going to win Super Bowls otherwise. He'd been out in like the you know, the divisional round with whoever he was with.
Whoever he was with, you'd have been fine with 10. No, you wouldn't have been fine with 10 first-round picks.
The Chiefs wouldn't have had any Super Bowls either, and I've been pretty pissed.
Yeah, and remember, look, did they get their money's worth out of Legarius Sneed? Dude was a fourth-round pick that nobody knew from, Louisiana Lafayette or Louisiana Tech or wherever it was, came in here, and he outplayed his contract. And that's really all you can want. You want guys to come out here and outplay their contract. And this is the MO for the Chiefs, too, though, Josh. I mean, you get to the point, unless you're named Chris Jones, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce, sorry, bro, you ain't getting paid here in Kansas City.
No.
Like, they've got their quote-unquote favorites. They'll pay those guys, and if you don't fall into that category, you're just another guy. And they've gotten so good at people just being another guy and moving on from them. Again, they moved on from their best wide receiver in franchise history and won back-to-back Super Bowls. So it's not like this hasn't been done before. I guess I'm just like, all right, if the Chiefs decided they wanted to do it, I got to trust them. They got a pretty good track record.
I don't mind them doing it. I would have loved for them to get more like everybody else.
Right, of course. And we all would have loved them
to
get
more. The rate sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Both things can be true.
Yeah,
the rate stinks.
Yeah.
The rate stinks. I'd love to have kept him. The rate you get back is not very good. Now, Carrington's been tweeting about the knee being worse than is believed. But to me, that doesn't really even factor into me. That's their problem.
Yeah, not yours. But maybe that's why you only were able to get a third and a swap of sevenths. Maybe people looked at the knee and go, all right, we can fix this knee, but we're not giving you anything more. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with the guy's knee.
Maybe. Everybody's knee is their own knee.
Their own knee,
as
yeah.
Dick Vermeil once famously told us. So, you know, you could have held on to him, had him play for a season, got a third round compensatory pick at the end of it. This one's still going to be higher.
Yeah, it's right. You get a third round pick in the third round, and you swap seventh round picks. So yes, it's better.
And then to me, see what you do with the 19. Maybe they swing a deal and they got a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? You got some breathing.
Maybe they get a wide receiver.
Right.
I don't know.
And remember, you got to have some money available to pay your draft picks as well. I think $6 to $8 million or something like that under the cap. So
they still got a little bit of work to do. Although it's not a free agent right now that I say makes any sense to me.
But there could be a trade.
What if they swing a trade and you have to pay somebody? Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe something comes out of this that you're going to like more.
And I don't know who that left tackle would be right now. But again, this is why Brett Veach gets paid the big dollars. This is why they're at the owners' meetings this week taking pictures. They'll figure it out. And I don't doubt them at all. I feel fine. I mean, if they felt good enough to make this trade and Brett Veach didn't go, what, a third round pick and a switch of sevenths? Like if he didn't raise his nose at it, I feel pretty good about it as well. These guys know what they're doing. I'm not too concerned that they're gonna fall on their faces because that's what I'd love to have him back, but hey, and I'd love to have more, but here we sit. So we move on.
Kim Mulkey is scarier than a mob boss. We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.